Here's today's Pasture and Forage Minute.
Fresh spring growth is a welcome sight for producers looking for animal forage. However, lush spring growth may be the perfect condition for a case of grass tetany. While turning out may be a ways off, mitigating this risk starts now. Grass tetany is the result of low levels of magnesium in an animal's bloodstream. Low magnesium levels in lush, newly growing grass are often a main cause. In lactating animals, low dietary magnesium paired with the drain on calcium from milk production increases risk even more. Calcium aids in magnesium absorption. This means that high milk producing and older animals are often most at risk for developing tetany. To prevent tetany problems this spring, it's best to wait till grass and pastures has grown at least 6 inches high before grazing. Legumes like alfalfa or clover are a good source of magnesium, so grazing mixed grass and legume pastures can help balance mineral demands. While cultural practices can reduce risk, providing correct and adequate mineral supplementation may be the most certain remedy. Cattle should be consuming 3 to 4 ounces daily of mineral-containing supplemental calcium and 10 to 13% magnesium oxide. This should start at least 30 days prior to grazing to ensure proper intake has been established. Most high magnesium minerals utilize magnesium oxide, which is bitter tasting and can reduce animal consumption. Mix magnesium fortified mineral with salt into a complete package or feed with a highly palatable protein or energy supplement to improve intake. High magnesium minerals should be provided for animals until cool season grasses slow down growth and levels of lush, fresh forage are reduced. That's usually around mid-May. For today's Pasture and Forage Minute, I'm Nebraska Extension Forage Systems Educator, Ben Beckman.
Pasture and Forage Minute is a production of Nebraska Extension. For more information on how your university is serving Nebraskans, go to extension.unl.edu.